USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Texas authorities can go ahead and detain people they think are in the country illegally for now. USA's John Schaefer explains.
The Supreme Court has granted permission for Texas to implement a new law empowering local police to detain individuals they suspect to be residing in the country illegally. Initially green-lighted by the High Court, the law was promptly halted following a lawsuit from the White House, which argued it encroaches upon the federal government's sole jurisdiction over immigration matters. However, Tuesday, the court has ruled that the law may be enacted while legal proceedings unfold in lower courts.
Immigrant advocates are far less than happy to see the Supreme Court's decision. Priscilla Olivares is with the Immigrant Legal Resource Center.
We know what this will mean for many of our community members in Texas, and not just migrants, but all of our communities of color.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, on the other hand, was thrilled to hear the news.
This is historic. The Supreme Court has ruled that would give Texas the right to arrest those who are here illegally. We can put them in jail.
President Biden and former President Trump easily won the presidential primaries in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio Tuesday. Both men have already secured the nominations for their respective parties, the attention shifting more to a handful of down-ballot races now. Congress and the White House have reportedly come to an agreement on yet another stopgap spending package to avert a government shutdown. The issue with funding the Department of Homeland Security has been resolved for now, and so a package of six funding bills are now expected to gain the full support of Congress before the Friday night shutdown deadline this week. There's an alert out for measles across the country. The CDC says so far this year there are 58 cases in 17 states. That already equals the number of cases reported in all of 2023. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Former top U.S. generals are admitting mistakes in poor preparation by the White House in 2021 was a concern to them before the hasty U.S. military pullout from Afghanistan. In a House hearing Tuesday, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley and former Central Command Commander General Kenneth McKenzie were questioned by Republican Michael McCaul of Texas.
Having a plan is one thing. Preparing the plan, vetting the plan, coordinating the plan. It was my judgment that it was far too little, far too late.
Was that your assessment, General Milley?
It was.
13 U.S. military service members were killed in a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport in 2021. Former President Trump may be forced to stick to raising campaign money the old-fashioned way. No insurers are willing to underwrite his massive $455 million civil fraud trial bond in New York, and if he pays it with cash, Trump indicates it won't leave him a lot for the presidential campaign war chest.
Billions of dollars in value, billions of dollars in properties, but they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign.
Speaking to reporters at a campaign stop in Ohio Tuesday, Trump is expected to liquidate several assets in a fire sale in order to meet the bond amount. Russian and Belarusian athletes will not be allowed to take part in the opening parade of the Summer Olympics in Paris. The International Olympic Committee made that decision Tuesday. The athletes are being allowed to compete in the games as neutral athletes under a special flag. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.